Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, art outreach. Bristol Bay artist Abayu Moore has painted murals in Anchorage and Juneau. Moore recently received a grant from the state's Percent for Arts program to paint 2 60-foot murals that will be shipped to Bethel in the fall to be installed in the youth detention center there. The artist wants her murals to bring hope to young people who have committed offenses in the Yukon-Kuskokwim region. But as KDLG's Hannah Colton reports, her outreach starts much closer to home in the village of Aleknagik.
When you walk into Abayu Moore's temporary studio, the first thing you see is a fire truck. The red engine belongs to the city of Aleknagik, which is renting out their shop building for Abayu's project. The space is tall and airy, and while Abayu's there, it's always open to visitors.
Hello? Come in.
Today, it's a couple of homeschool families who live nearby. The 4 teenage girls are wearing their painting clothes, and Abayu is always happy to get other people involved, so she puts them to work.
And then I'll need one person on the roller action doing a second layer on this green.
I'll do that.
Abayu is in her early 30s. She's Yupik. She grew up in Twin Hills and Dillingham, and her art often contains visions from a Bristol Bay childhood. This mural stretches the entire length of the shop wall.
The idea behind it was that when people are sitting around the table, you know, and your grandparents are around the table all drinking coffee and that sound of laughter. And so it's supposed to be a happy, uplifting coffee time.
So far, the grandma-grandpa figures with their coffee mugs are just color blocks of blue and yellow and tan, but already they look pretty jolly.
When I look at them, then I'll start smiling back at them. And so that's been sort of a philosophy. I did that intentionally. I made all of these guys smiling, hoping that the kids that are in the room will also smile when they see these big smiling faces.
She's talking about the kids at the Bethel Youth Facility, where these panels are going to be installed in a few months. But her smile trick seems to be working already on her helpers in the warehouse.
Middle school?
Aubrey Romo is 17. She's painting the jacket on a man wearing a trucker hat. She says he reminds her of one of the locals here in Aleknagik.
Okay, I picked Steve Kohler because it's a very blue color and he's sitting there with his cup of coffee and maybe he's about to go ready, you know, plow our road for the morning or something. That's what I imagine.
This is the person you know.
He's the man to go around here.
Aubrey and the other three aren't what you might think of as typical high schoolers. They're polite, enthusiastic, great attitudes. They've done all kinds of activities through their homeschool program. Knitting, beading, pottery, even surfing and snowboarding. Still, 13-year-old Hildy Ball says hanging out at Abayu's mural project is pretty special.
I actually never thought I'd meet Abayu. You can see Abayu paintings all over town. I was like, oh, she must be a celebrity here. And then I met her, I'm just like, oh, she's like just another person. I was like, it's so cool.
Before the girls leave, Abayu lines them up for a photo to post on her Instagram. She says she posts the pictures because she wants people to understand that being an artist is a legit career option, even out in the bush.
I love it when people stop by. I like it when people are inspired by this, or even when they start getting competitive, it makes it even better, because I know that's how I started. Was looking at what other people were doing and realizing what they were getting paid for it and thinking, well, gosh, I might be able to do that better. And so I'd like people to think that way, especially in Dillingham. I want the art community to really step it up.
Abayu's previous works are all over downtown Dillingham. They're projects that often took a lot of organization and gathering community input. But she has 2 young kids now, and not nearly as much time on her hands.
I've slowed down a little bit, quite a bit. So I want someone else to take that.
There are plenty of plain walls left in Bristol Bay, she points out. and there's room for different voices.
Maybe there will be something that makes you think a little bit more, you know? Maybe someone will go off of what I've been doing and go the opposite and try to get people thinking about how to make other changes. Like, I might be missing something just because I'm into subsistence and fishing and things like that. What else is there that we love about this area? Or what else is there to say about Bristol Bay? I think it'd be cool to see someone else's mural up.
There's a saying, and Abayu seems to get it, you can't be what you can't see. That's part of the reason she's painting this mural here in the village, in full view of her neighbors. For AK, I'm Hannah Colton.